2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. Elijah's end, Elisha's determination. We know that Elijah is coming to his last day, his last hours. And we know that Elisha has been appointed by God, called by God, set apart by God, as I say, appointed to the work of the prophet. He is the replacement, the successor of Elijah. We know this from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 16 and 19 to 21. So all is clearly settled. Elisha will take over from Elijah. So now he can get out his deck chair, he can sit back, read the paper, and just take it easy until God calls Elijah away, and then Elisha can step in to the role that he has to play. Not a bit of it. This man knows he's called, he knows he's appointed, but he's determined to hang on to Elijah. He wants to stick close with this man. Now, in the first 6 verses, we're not told why. We're just told that he is determined to stay on. But I think the key is in verse 9. Elijah asks him, "Well, what do you want from me? What can I do for you before I'm taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elisha replied. He doesn't have to think. I'm convinced that he's staying close to Elijah because he wants a transfer of power. He wants in some way something from this man before he goes. Perhaps he doesn't know what it is. Perhaps he doesn't know exactly what he's asking for. But he wants to stay close to Elijah because he knows that this is the way. He can get all he can from this man before he goes. He knows he's going, but he's determined to stay with the man. He's burning his boats, you see. He's not going back. He's not going back to the ploughing. He's not going back to perhaps his wealthy lifestyle in the farm. Oh, no. He's giving up all that. He's burned his boats. And whatever the difficulties, this man is going to go on. And right at the very end of Elijah's life, Elisha is tested with difficulties. First of all, Elijah says to him, "Now, you go away, you stay here. And the Lord sent me on." "No, no, no, no," he says. "No, no," he says, "I'm coming with you," verse 2. And again in verse 4 and verse 6, "You stay here, I'm going on. The Lord has sent me." "No, no, no, I'm sticking with you." And it's not only that. You get the chorus, don't you? The prophets. Verse 3, for example. "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" They seem to be rubbing salt in the wound. Yeah. They get it again in verse 5. They seem to be doing this. They seem to be saying, "Don't you know? Elijah's going today. You're going to be all alone." Yeah. And I can hear the fears. I can see the fears, the anxiety, the setbacks rising in Elisha's heart. I don't think he's coming here in a cocky way. "I can do it. I want your power. I want a double portion of your power. I need power. I can't go on my own." I think he's facing the unknown here. I think he's facing the loneliness of it. But he's determined never to give up. It reminds me of Ruth. "Entreat me not to leave you. Wherever you live, I'm going to live. Where you die, I'm going to die. Your people shall be my people. From now on, I'm not a Moabite. I belong to Judah. I belong to the Jews." Do you understand? This is what Elisha is saying. "I'm determined to go on. I know the Lord has called me. I know I've got fears." And the prophets can say, "He's going to go today. He's going to go today. He's going to go today." You know, don't you know it? You're on your own. You're on your own. You're on your own. I can hear it thumping through his mind. But he's going to stick with Elijah because he's holding on. He's keeping on. He doesn't just begin. He's going to see it through. But he's called. He's appointed. Yeah, he's got the name. He's got the kudos. He's got everything. No, no, no. He's got nothing unless he has power. The power of Elijah. The power of God in him. Because he's facing a tremendous task. He won't sit back. He won't drift. But neither is he giving up. You see, my friend, he has been called, but he's going to do all he can to fulfill his calling. It's this synergism again. is working out what God has worked in. God works and we must work. God calls, God appoints, God opens the way, but we must go in. Elijah is going today, but Elisha holds on and is determined. These are the challenges to me, my friend. I speak personally. I meet disappointment, setback, some encouragement, yes, and then some setback. There's a loneliness about it. There's an anxiety about it. There are doubts and questions. Is it a waste of time? And all these questions come in, and Satan knows, and the prophets, they'll have their word. Don't you know he's going today? Don't you know he's going today? Rubbing salt in it. I don't know what the reason was. But God is trying this man. But Elisha comes through with flying colors. Yes, he is God's man, because he's showing it by his determination to press on and finish the job that God has given him. Archippus, complete the ministry the Lord has given you, Colossians 4, the end of chapter 4. Yes. Paul, he kept the faith, he kept to the course, he ran the race, he fought the fight, he got there, he got to the tape. Well, Elisha's just setting out, but he shows right at the beginning he's determined. He's in this for the long haul, and he's going to start the way he means to go on. He's not going to give up. He's going to hold on. Your master's going today. Stay here. No, I'm sticking with you, because whatever it is I can receive from you, I want it. Now, in my small way, I want to be the same. Brother and sister, will you keep on, despite setback, difficulty, loneliness, fear, anxiety? Is the job too big for you? Of course it is. Are the enemies too strong for you? Of course they are. Is it too much? Yes, of course it is. But hold on, brother. Hold on, sister. Elijah has finished his course. Elisha's just beginning. Well, whatever stage we're at, my brother and sister, let's see it through to the end. Let's begin the way we mean to go on. Let's set our hand to the plough and not look back, but look on and trust the Lord and trust him to bring good out of anything and everything we do or attempt for him. May he receive the glory. The blessing will be ours, and may it spread to many others. May we have Elisha's spirit and determination.